Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to continue my conversation with Fred Schwier of PoolerX. We're going to answer some more questions about the product and some things that I get asked often, like, you know, can you reuse the PoolerX unit every year? And then we're going to talk more about different situations you may run into. And I think you'll find this really informative. And it's one of the things that's really great about Fred is that he's very transparent. And I think if you listen to all three of these podcasts in their entirety, you're going to have a really good grasp of PoolerX and how to use it on your service accounts. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro.
Yeah, and there's this next one, there's probably a lot of factors that go into it, but sometimes I get a question where they put a PoolerX unit in the pool and they still see algae in the pool. And you know, there's other aspects of this, but
Yeah, that's easy. I mean, really, you know, it comes down to sizing, right? So you want to size it properly. And I also go back to your filter cleaning. If I didn't mention this, but I want to bring it up. If you have DE filters, I would, you know, you want to break down those grids. You want to recharge it with your right amount of DE. And I would recommend putting a PoolerX unit there in the skimmer furthest from the pump. Even better, if you have a bypass valve, bypass the filter if you can to allow those minerals to get into the water and not have to go through the DE filter. But worst case on DE, yeah, put it in the skimmer furthest from the pump. Let that pool run as long as you can. You know, longer the better on the initial install. And then realize that you may notice your filter pressure goes up, but it's going to come back down in the next couple of days as that mineral dissolves through the DE, and you'll be good to go there. But when it comes to, hey, I put a PoolerX in and I still have algae, well, let's start back with normal pool chemistry. So you make sure your water's in normal ranges. Make sure that you have a clean filter and you use the right size unit based on the gallons. Make sure that you have a free chlorine residual. And all those, you know, those are the factors we have to start with. Where people don't get the results we advertise is typically from those, either sizing, you know, filter cleanings, installation, possibly, you know, backwashing the minerals out too soon, right after they put them in. So those are the typical factors where people go wrong because they've missed a step on sizing, installation, and maintenance. One more note that, you know, if say you undersized it, say you had a 25,000 gallon pool, you put a blue unit in there and you're not getting the results. Well, you know, if it's been a few weeks and you're still seeing algae, you know, you can go ahead and add a booster. So if algae is still there, you add the booster and that'll get your mineral concentration up enough where algae can't grow and you'll be off to the races.
And so the best place to put the unit, a friend of mine that had a new employee, he just put the PoolerX units in, hired somebody. 3 weeks later, the new employee threw all of them out of the skimmer baskets because he didn't know what they were. And I find that I prefer them in the pump basket because they're safer. I've only had a couple customers clean their pump basket and throw it out. They're like, hey, there was something in my pump basket. I don't know what it was, and I took it out. But rarely does that happen. But I think
– Yeah, I get that question too. The concept you have to understand is we want the minerals to dissolve, you know, out of the unit through the filter and into solution in the water. It's going to, you know, my recommendation is the pump baskets, you know, if you have a sand or cartridge filter and it's clean, pump baskets, the easiest way to do it. If you have a DE filter, I recommend putting it in the skimmer for the first, you know, if you're only there once a week, you know, put it in there, come back the following week, it'll be empty, and then go ahead and transfer to the pump basket. And the other thing is tell your customers, hey, there's going to be a PoolerX unit in your skimmer or your pump basket. Please leave it there. You know, that's on purpose. Don't throw it away. So just remind your customers that. I've also heard of some folks, you know, tying it to the skimmer. You know, it's up to you. But yeah, again, skimmer or pump basket is what it's designed for. the more flow over the unit, the better. So ultimately the pump basket has all the water from the pool that goes through there. So it's going to be better in the pump basket, but for initial install, the skimmer is a great place for it too. One note on that, guys, make sure that you're running your pump long enough after you put this in, you know, and so it's also going to depend on flow and that's an important factor. You want all the minerals to dissolve. You don't want to put it, you know, in the skimmer pump basket at 8 o'clock in the morning. And then, you know, the pump doesn't turn on until 8 o'clock at night because your customer is trying to save money on their energy bill. All that mineral dissolves in the bottom of the basket in this blue concentration of mineral. And then the pump turns on at full speed and it blows 20,000 gallons worth of mineral through the filter into the water. You know, and then you see this blue mineral that's undissolved, and you're going to have to probably lower the pH a bit to try and allow that to dissolve and get into circulation and solution. Running the pump after install is important. So keep that in mind.
I get this question all the time. So you're putting the minerals in the water. Where do they go? Where do they go? How do they get out of the water? You mentioned the lifespan. So people are always asking me, hey, is there still metal in my pool water after this is done?
Yeah, good question. So with us, PoolRx is adding the right amount of mineral based on the gallons of the pool. And our mineral is chelated. It's protected through the life of our mineral. So we are in control of what we're putting into the water. And the chelation protects it through the lifespan of the mineral. So the mineral does get used up and it does get filtered out. So when you're cleaning your filter, the mineral is out of the water. The copper is out of the water. It doesn't stay in the water. We have folks that have been using this since, you know, 1994, every year as directed, and we never get to a saturation point because the minerals get used up and filtered out. And when you're cleaning your filter, they're out of the pool. Now, since we're talking about metals in the water, let's talk about what we get blamed for is existing metal in your water prior to installing PoolRx. You know, what I hear is, hey, I put a PoolRx in and it stayed in my pool. Well, that's not the case. What the case is you had existing metals in your water. Someone will say, hey, I put a PoolRx in and I shocked my pool and I started seeing some brown spots in the, you know, on the surface. Well, you know, you have iron in the water. Or I see, you know, some black spots or staining or some purple. Well, you have copper in your water. So if you're in a scenario or in a part of the country where you're unsure what your fill water is, I mean, if obviously well water is notorious for metals, if you have old copper plumbing, that's, you know, going to be leaching copper in. If you have an old copper heat exchanger that's been leaching copper in, you should be testing for that with or without using PoolRx. You should at least be testing that water once a year and dealing with that first. Meaning if there's existing metals in your water and then you're adding PoolRx on top, well, now the water's much more crowded. And our minerals, PoolRx, is making the chlorine super active. And so people shock the pool and then all of a sudden they start seeing metal stains. Well, again, not PoolRx. That's not from PoolRx. It's from your existing metals in the water. So to reiterate, test for metals first if you're in a market that you're concerned about that. We recommend publicly a product called See You Later by Periodic Products. It's a fabulous product. It's a little polymer baggie that drops in the skimmer basket. Unlike a sequestering agent, a liquid sequestering agent that holds metals in solution, this actually physically pulls all the trace metals out of the water. So if you have a 20,000 gallon pool, it's got, you know, 0.4 parts per million of iron, it's got 0.6 parts per million of copper, and you're like, hey, how do I get this out of the water? Well, See You Later is the product, and it's relatively inexpensive. You drop it in the skimmer, as the water flows over the bag, it physically traps all trace metals. It pulls out copper, iron, manganese, cobalt, you know, all sorts of metals. So it gets you from whatever you're at to zero. So your entire 20,000 gallon pool is now zeroed out. There's no trace metals in there. And even if you're on well water, even if you're, you know, you have other metals leaching into the water, it's going to take you a full season to get to a point where it's an issue again. So it's something that we recommend testing your metal, test for metals first, use the See You Later, retest before installing PoolRx, and then go ahead and throw the See You Later bag out. You just throw it away after it's been, you know, been used up. And then you can install PoolRx without having the worry of, you know, other metals in the water that can cause you problems. This is a very important note and something that's important to me because, you know, I want to make sure people are aware of what's in their water, so we don't get blamed for it. You know, they've been throwing a bunch of stuff in there, and they don't realize that there are limits to water chemistry. And so I'd rather get you at a good place first, and then use our product as directed, and then you're good to go.
And see you later. I think they recommend 30 days to get all the metals out, which is fine if you put it in the beginning of the season.
Yeah, you know, you can do it in the off season, the beginning of the season. I've seen it working. It depends on flow, right? So mm-hmm. They have two products. They have one that goes in the skimmer. The more flow over the bag, the faster it will do its job. They have mm-hmm. That's the one part per million. They have a 4 part per million that can go in the pump basket, and it has a little gator egg, they call it. That's going to pull it out much faster because of increased flow. Mm-hmm. And so if you're in a hurry, yeah, I mean, I've seen it come out as quick as 10 to 14 days with the, mm-hmm. the little 1 part per million bag. So, it's really a great little product that we highly recommend.
And then on the same note, after you put the unit in, the Polarx unit in the pool, you can no longer get an accurate copper reading. Is that correct?
That is correct, David. And that goes back to our chelation. And so that's why we say test first. As long as you're at 0.2 parts per million or less of copper, you're good to install PoolRx. That's the lowest level on the test kit. And then to your point, after you put PoolRx in, you're not going to get an accurate reading. The chelation is so strong that the reagents, even the new spin lab tests, the liquid reagents, the test strips, it's going to be inconsistent. You're not going to be able to rely on the results. Because the chelation is so strong, one day it might be, zero, and the next day it might be, 0.6. So it's not something that you should worry about. If you show, hey, I just put a PoolRx in and it doesn't show any copper, don't worry. It's in the water. You just can't see it. And if you also, to that same point, if you put a PoolRx in and you didn't have any copper beforehand, and now your copper is at 0.6 or 0.8, don't worry. It's normal. The copper is chelated, it's protected, you don't have to treat for it. So yeah, that's another important point. And that kind of leads us to how do I know when to add more minerals? How do I know when to add a booster? And I've kind of hit on that a few times. You're gonna know based on your chlorine demand is gonna be the first sign, and then after that it'll be visible. Cloudy water or any hint of algae. And at that point, it's time for a booster. But the nice thing is with PoolRx, it's going to take 2 to 3 weeks as the mineral gets used up and filtered out and reduced in the water. The water is going to take 2 to 3 weeks to get to a bad spot. So it gives you plenty of time to add a booster.
Let's close with the compatibility of the PoolRx, because we already talked about what happens if you toss it out accidentally. You just need to get a new unit basically because the minerals are going to last about a month, right?
Yeah. So if you do lose the unit, don't put a brand new unit in right away because you don't want to overdose, right? You're going to want to wait until until that mineral that you originally dissolved into the water that previous week. You want to wait, give it at least a month or so before you put a new unit in so you don't overdose mm-hmm. that pool.
But the compatibility of PoolRx, let's talk about, so it's compatible with borates. It's compatible yes. with, it's compatible with phosphate removers and enzymes, even though you don't need those. And compatible with all types of chlorine, but there is a caution with Cal Hypo directly in the pool, right?
Yeah, correct. So yes, David knows this very well. He knows me. He probably knows my product better than a lot of people that I know. Not only has he been using it, but we've been talking about it for years. But yes, to your point, it's compatible with everything except you don't want to have other metals products, right? You don't want to know copper in the water, no bromine, no biguanides, none of the Bakwasil product. But yes, it is compatible with everything else, borates, phosphate removers, enzymes. And as far as chlorine, it's all types of chlorine. It's also compatible with UV, ozone, AOP systems, salt systems. The one product you want to be careful of is Cal Hypo. It's compatible with Cal Hypo, but you got to make sure you dissolve and dilute your Cal Hypo before pouring it in the pool. Not all Cal Hypo is made the same. And under certain water chemistry conditions, if you just sprinkle the Cal Hypo around the edge of the pool and it settles to the bottom, it can instantly flash and oxidize little black spots where the Cal Hypo granular is. It'll go away after a few weeks, but it's an eyesore. And so it's totally avoidable. Just get your 5-gallon bucket of water, pour your 1 pound of shock into the water bucket. Don't add water to the dry. You want to add the dry to the wet, to the bucket of water. Stir that up and then pour it in the deep end and you're off and running. So yes, we do recommend dissolving and diluting Cal Hypo as a general rule. There's some Cal Hypos out there that that dissolve very quickly. And we don't run into that problem. But as a general rule, that's what we recommend.
And does CalHypo affect the anode at all? Like if you're on a CalHypo pool, it doesn't really affect it, right?
Yeah, no, the alloy is not affected really by that. So, you know, I know a lot of folks, as they should not do, but they're pouring CalHypo into the skimmer. We don't recommend that. But yeah, no, it's not affected by that. So you're good to go there. It's just the fact that our minerals are making chlorine super active and available. And that particular type of chlorine can have an issue if you know, it's not dissolved and diluted before pouring it in.
Yeah, I just think it's an easy to use product, easy to sell product for the pool pro. If you're just starting out and you're looking for a way to enhance the chlorine, to me, it's the easiest. Borates are good, but it can be a little complicated. Measuring the amount, selling that to your customer, it's more expensive than the PoolRx unit. And I think the PoolRx to me is the simplest thing. It's an actual physical product. You can just show the customer, hey, I'm going to put this in your pool. You have the packet, you have the actual item in a nice container. You're not going to buy the retail packaging usually, but you'll have the unit and it's going to look something physical for the customer. Whereas the other enhancers are not quite as optically pleasing. You know, you can't really show them the bucket of borates, but it's kind of weird. So the PoolRx to me is an easy sell. It's something you can hold in your hand and say, I'm going to put this in and it's going to save on the maintenance of your pool. Your pool is going to be algae free. It's going to be sparkling. And we're going to have your chlorine level at a very low level in your pool so that you can swim in there comfortably. Not that having a high level is a problem, but for some reason, people always want to have like the least amount of chlorine. For some reason, they correlate like chlorine with like doing laundry and using bleach in there. And it just stuck with everyone in their head. They're like, oh, I'm swimming in bleach. You know, I'm swimming in all this chemical. To me, it's an easy sell. And it's a product that you stand behind. And if you have any problems, Fred is the first person that can answer these questions. And he'll personally email you, and you've called people too on the field. I know you've done that personally.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, we definitely stand behind our product. You know, our job is just to try to educate people on how to use it properly. And beyond using our product properly, we're trying to help folks, you know, realize, you know, some basic, you know, everyday pool maintenance education to keep people, you know, along the right path. So yeah, we're here, you know, for the service pros, all the time. I do answer my cell phone and then I do email your group, you know, they have questions, new folks to the product. The cool thing, David, as you know, is once you get it and once you understand the basics, it's pretty easy. It's not something that requires a lot of, education. It, you know, once you get on it and you see for yourself and then use it as directed, it's one of those products that you're going to be loving for, you know, for the rest of your pool service life.
And I guess we should emphasize that any problems you have are solvable. It's not like something's going to be, you know, not solvable. Yeah.
I would rather you guys avoid them by following our directions. But let's avoid problems first by a little education and using it, you know, per our directions. And then, but yes, if you do run into a problem, everything's fixable. You know, but yeah, it's a very easy to use if you use it as directed, and that's kind of where we got to start.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I appreciate your time, Fred, and for you doing this, and again for educating the pool pros on the benefits of PoolRx each year. I think it's really important that we always recap this for all the new people. A lot of new people coming in the industry, more than probably any other time, I think. It's always good to have these.
And if you're looking for part 1 and 2 of this podcast, you can find those on my website, swimwearlearning.com. Just click on the podcast icon, and those parts will appear there in the podcast listing. I also have over 1,300 podcasts you can download and listen to at your leisure. And if you're interested in the coaching program that I offer, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.